Welcome to Up the Town, the show that unites the worldwide Wrexham fan base from the doors of the turf to the shores of the Pacific. We give you maximum effort to bring you the passion and pride of the Red Dragons like never before. This is Up the Town, the ultimate celebration of Wrexham AFC.
What's going on, everyone? Thank you for listening to Up the Town. This is your Grimsby Town pre-match show. We are coming off a stinker, and I think that's a nice way of putting it, a stinker against Tranmere Rovers, a team that we have not beaten at the racecourse since 1987. That is a baffling statistic, if you're asking me. Something that you don't see very often in professional sports. You do see it in the likes of college sports, especially in the U.S. over here, but you do not see that very often outside of football in the U.K. and other places like that. Very, very odd. And hopefully we can just kind of get that out of the way. The last two matches have been kind of not great for us, obviously, against Harrogate and Tranmere Rovers. We haven't scored a goal at home in two matches, which is, you know, I don't know if anybody knows when the last time that hasn't happened was. It's got to be a long time ago. But at this point, when you're fighting for a title, when you're fighting for promotion, you cannot be having matches where you're not scoring goals at home. You've got to be picking up points. You know, we've dropped 4 points in the last two matches. The crazy thing is we've only given up two goals, I think, in the last four, and we've dropped 4 points. And the offense is, after scoring seven goals against Accrington, Stanley, and Moycrumbie, we've scored no goals. And that's what I think is ultimately the disappointing thing, because you started to see maybe the offense click a little bit from that perspective. But outside of that, Wrexham haven't scored more than one goal in a match. I think twice since January. If I'm looking at this right, Wrexham have only scored two goals or more in a match outside of those two. Well, I would guess four times total, but a 2-0 win against Wimbledon and a 2-1 win against Sutton. And then other than that, I mean, Wrexham haven't been scoring a lot of goals, and then you got go down to Accrington, Stanley, and Moycrumbie, and you've got seven in two matches, and then, you know, again, no goals. So since the calendar turn, we've not scored a lot of goals anyway. Which is not good, but somehow we're still sitting third. We're only 5 points off the top, and we've got everything to play for. So let's jump into the pre-match statistics here. Grimsby Town, not the greatest squad that's out there in the league. They are sitting at 21st right now. They are 7 points off the drop. 7 points off Colchester United and are in 21st place. Looking a little bit into the stats, they have a 7-4-8 home record. Obviously, their away record is way worse. They only have one win. They have won. They're 1-10-6 away from home. They average about 1.3 goals per match. They've scored 47 goals in the season. Goals against, they average almost two, giving up almost two a match. They've given up 61. They have a negative 14 differential from that perspective. Their top goal scorer is Danny Rose. He has 12. And their second leading score is Abu Aissa with 9 goals. After that, there's not a lot. You have Gavin Holohan with 4. And then you also have Donovan Wilson with 5. And Raquel Pike with 4. So not a lot of scoring prowess with Grimsby Town, to be fair, but also it's what you would expect from a team that's sitting kind of towards the bottom of the table. Last time out, Wrexham won 3-0. Goals from Palmer, Lee, and Boyd. That was back in September at the racecourse ground. And, you know, you would hope that we would see something like that. The concern right now, I think, for us is the fact that we're just not banging goals in the back of the net. We are being way too cute. I made kind of the analogy to myself, obviously, not outwardly, but it probably should have been, is the fact that we look like a team, like somebody who's playing FIFA right now, but he's trying to make the perfect pass, right? Like pulls back, sees something, waits, shoots, blocks, over the bar, pressing, not playing fluid. And this has to be the fact that the team knows that they've not been scoring goals since the calendar year. I mean, in the last 3 months, we haven't hardly scored any goals. So you've got to think that that's playing a role there. Now, thankfully, our defense is phenomenal. They're keeping us, you know, the way our offense carried us last season, our defense is carrying us this season. And it's definitely something that needs to continue. The last two matches, we've only given up, or in the last four, I think we've given up two goals and, you know, we've still dropped 4 points. So, you know, that's football in essence right there. And it's, it is concerning a little bit, but you know, we've got everything to play for, 5 points off the top with eight left, and we have Mansfield at home at the race course in just under 2 weeks. And that's going to be a sight to see, but we've got to take care of Grimsby Town first and foremost. Grimsby Town did draw their last match against Gillingham. It was a 1-1 draw, and they are, though, in a semi little decent form, to be honest, though. If we go to the standings, I just want to make sure I say this correctly. They have 2 wins and 3 draws in their last 5. So from a team that's at the bottom, that's decent, right? They've picked up points in 5 straight matches, whereas Wrexham have 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss. So they're in the last 5, they are in technically a little bit better form than we are. The thing is, though, is their defense is not nearly as they don't have the defensive prowess that we do. And that is ultimately, you know, I think what's keeping them down. In the last 5, kind of looking at some teams around us in the table, Mansfield, 3 wins, 2 losses. MK Dons, 3 wins, 2 losses. Crew Alexandra. I don't know why I'm saying Alexandria. I think that was a stupid thing. I actually know someone that used to play for Crew Alexandra, and I just said Alexandria just because I apparently wanted to sound like an idiot. 2 wins, 3 losses. And then Barrow, you look down in 6th. And they are sitting with 2 draws, 2 wins, and a loss, just like we are. So the one thing about this league is that everybody in their last 5 in the top half of the table is all having a little bit of a stinker. Nobody has gone 5 for 5 where they've picked up points in 5 straight matches. I mean, that's just that's positive. Everyone's dropping points. Stockport's dropped points. They have 3 draws, 1 loss, 1 win. So they're dropping points in the last 5. We've dropped points in the last 5. MK Dons, Mansfield, everyone's dropping points. So there's definitely opportunity here because it says that there's going to be points dropped. If you kind of look at that from that perspective, you have MK Dons, Wrexham, Stockport, and Mansfield. Mansfield sitting at the top of the table with 72 points. Stockport, Wrexham, MK Dons, and Crew are all sitting with, Stockport, Wrexham, and MK Dons have 67 points, and Crew have 64. I would say it would take a lot for Crew to win the title at this point. That's 8 points out. That's a heavy ask. I think that you would say Mansfield are in good position, but playing, you know, with Stockport, Wrexham, and MK Dons behind them. I know Mansfield has to play a couple of those teams going into the last 8. Those are the 4, right? Or those are the 4 that you would say are in the title race. And you know, the main thing for Wrexham is getting into those top 3 spots and getting into the automatic promotion. Nothing else matters, but everything else is gravy, if that makes sense to everybody. Finishing in the top 3 is the most important thing that Wrexham can do. Obviously, we want to win titles. I want to win the title. It would be amazing to go back-to-back years. What a story, right? After all those years in the National League, to then win the National League, win League 2, go to League 1. If nothing else, I think one of the things that we're seeing here is that the squad, no matter what happens next year, needs some refreshing. If we don't get out of League to, which, knock on wood, would be a travesty and a massive failure at this point. Looking to League One, I think you have to say, hey, we've got to freshen this up with some better talent. Some of these guys we've really grown to love over the last couple of years, I think are going to not be here. And that's just football. The higher you go, you're going to need more players. You don't really look at the squad and say, hey, we could go to the championship and these are the guys that are going to still be here. You maybe have a Mullen that could stay, a Lee and a Konkwu maybe. It gets thin after that, right? Like, so you got to look kind of forward from that perspective, and it's going to be interesting. But first things first, we've got to take care of business. Obviously, Grimsby Town is a match that we should win on paper. It was a match last year we definitely would win. Not scoring goals right now worries me. I think the team is frustrated. I think that they, from the last 2 years, really banging goals in and now not doing that, especially the last 2.5, say, months. I think they're pressing a little bit. A lot of people are getting frustrated with Parkey. Look, we can get frustrated with Parkey all he wants. From a defensive side, we're doing pretty well. Offensively, we've got to figure it out. Now, whether that's, Mullen's not 100%, whether we're pressing too much, for whatever reason is that we've not gotten that second piece right, right? That's Mullen, but who? Ollie's had some good matches, but he's been hurt. Dalby's basically been just crap. And Fletcher is good, but Fletcher seems to do better coming off the bench, if you ask me. So it's very hard. Now, the great thing is that 8 matches left. I think of those 4 teams, whoever catches fire is going to win the league. It doesn't matter if they're 5 points out, because Mansfield's going to drop points. I mean, they're showing that they're dropping points. If somebody can go 5 on the trot, you're going to jump into first place. You're going to be leading the league. And so I think it's going to be whoever takes advantage of that. I would say out of the next 4, Wrexham need to probably go on a 4 wins, 1 draw type run. Obviously, we would like to see 5 for 5, and they're capable of 5 for 5, but you've got to do that. So, if they want to win the title, and I think if they want to stay in the automatic promotion spot, they're probably looking at 3 wins, 2 draws. And I think that would give them a little bit of separation. We had a little separation, we've given it back. Look, everything to play for with the final 8 matches left. Grimsby Town, a team we should win. I'm going to say 2-0. I think we break out a little bit. Look, in the attack, we've looked well. It's the final third's been where what's killed us. We've not had that killer mentality that we've had the last couple of years in front of goal. And for whatever reason, we're trying to be too meticulous and thread passes and what have you. So I'm going to go 2-0 here. Grimsby doesn't score a lot of goals. They don't have an extensively amazing home form. They are 7-4-8. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go 2-0 Wrexham here, and sets up an exciting match at home against Mansfield Town at the racecourse in a little under 2 weeks' time. So, yeah, that's my prediction, and let's hope that it's right. I would love to be celebrating another promotion and potentially another trophy this season, and I think that that's well within reach. And then we can ask questions, right? Now is not the time, I think, to really get into that. 2-0 is the call. I'll see everybody back here for the post-match show. And as always, thank you for listening. Make sure, if you don't, give us a like and a follow on Instagram and on X, formerly Twitter. I'll never get over calling it that. And remember, up the town.
And that's a wrap for Up the Town. Thanks for joining us and being part of the worldwide Wrexham family. Keep that Red Dragon spirit alive and burning bright. No matter where you are in the world, remember, it's always sunny in Wrexham. Up the town.